Sure as there are veins beneath. From his 1993 album Respect, that's the Yip Song from Robin Hitchcock. Before that, from 1999's Jewels for Sophia, it was Sally Was a Legend. Also, Sicky Boy in there from 2010's Propeller, and start off the entire set from 1981, Brenda's Iron Sledge. Let's move on to Robin Hitchcock's third album, 1984's I Often Dream of Trains, and the title track.
I often dream of trains when I'm alone. I ride on them into another zone. I dream of them constantly, heading for paradise, or Basingstoke, or Reading. I often dream of trains when I'm awake. They ride along beside a frozen lake, and there in the buffet car I wait for eternity, or Basingstoke, or Reading. I often dream of trains till it gets light. The summer turns to winter overnight. was suddenly the sun sets at 4 o'clock, exactly what I'm dreading. I often dream of trains when I'm with you. I wonder if you dream about them too. Maybe we'll meet one night out in the corridor. I'm waiting for you, baby.
Oh, adventure rocket ship inside a head parade. A message from the future, you crash upon a star. Attention rocket ship, a message from the grave. You rock me like a pharaoh, I hear you in my voice. You crash upon a star. Adventure rocket ship,
from Ole Tarantula. That is Robin Hitchcock along with the Venus 3 doing Adventure Rocket Ship. Before that, from 1988's Globe of Frogs album, and this time with the Egyptians, it was Robin Hitchcock and Balloon Man. Also played from 2017, a self-titled album that Robin Hitchcock put out, Mad Shelley's Letterbox, and then I started the entire set from his 1984 third album, the title track, I Often Dream of Trains. One more song to end this set. Going back to Robin's 1989 Queen Elvis album, it's Madonna of the Watch.
This love.
Thanks again for listening. That has been 30 minutes of Robin Hitchcock, courtesy of me, or I should say curated by me, The Mockster. Don't forget my show Friday night at 9 p.m., but I also want to remind you on Thursday nights you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, and he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. Again, that's Thursdays at 8 right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Don't forget Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And although the doors to the theater are closed during the ongoing pandemic, Row House is still hosting many events online and in person when possible. They're trying their best to keep film culture strong in Pittsburgh through this pandemic. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street. Again, that's in Lawrenceville. For more information, go to rowhousecinema.com or call them up at 412-904-3225.
Hey, look how cheap this one is.
That's a counterfeit.
So what?
So what? Your skin lotion could have something scary in it, like antifreeze or other poisons. It could even be urine and mouse droppings you're rubbing all over your skin, and you wouldn't even know it.
No way. That's creepy and sick.
Yeah, that's why we need to know what's inside.
To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real harm to you and your family, visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Enjoy my meal, dreaming summer's warming rays. Was thinking alone, I was a lifetime away. Nothing.
Hello and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. Thank you for joining me. You just listened to new music by Maple Mars, Starting Over, parentheses again. We have some other new music coming up and another fun set that includes some new Suzy Quatro music, believe it or not. So that should be exciting. So stick around. But first, let's take care of a little business.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Couple other shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh I want to tell you about. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m. And the David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m. Okay, let's get back into it. This is from a band, Spy Genius. This next song is called Queen of Eyes.
Thank you. I could live without you, but now you know.
The Yum Yums with For Those About to Pop. Before that, Chris Church, Begin Again. Blackwater Conspiracy, All Wired Wrong. Buckley with Bakersfield. And we started it all off with Spy Genius and Queen of Eyes.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, let's get to that set I talked about with female lead singers, female bands. Should be some fun music in here. First up, The Speed of Sound and Tomorrow's World. We'll be right back.
DePose from The Faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Welcome, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. A lot of different things going on, and I want to jump right into it. You know, one of the things that was good last week that happened on the one-year anniversary of the January 6th Trump riots was that, at least in some circles, there was a message which we heard multiple times, which is, okay, it's been a year, and a year ago, it didn't work. The insurrection failed. The attempt at a coup failed to actually keep the guy who didn't win in power. But instead of saying, great, it failed, we don't need to think about it anymore, many prominent voices have been saying the coup attempt continues. They're going to go crazy in 2024 trying to do it again. And they may even try it to some degree in 2022. And unless we're prepared, it has been made clear that were they slightly less incompetent, they might have pulled it off. Still unlikely they truly would have pulled it off. But the major and basic systems of democracy that we, in some sense, take for granted could have failed us. And there are a bunch of different pieces that I want to mention to you today that have been published, which I think are really, really good. And step back for a second and think about from how many different areas we are hearing this. Former military generals, former U.S. presidents, some of the most quoted thinkers of our time, like Noam Chomsky, and on and on and on. So let's just jump right in and take a look. Now, last week, we already looked at this first example. Retired general warns the U.S. military could back a coup after the 2024 election. I have an entire clip on this on the YouTube channel, so I won't redo it. But the gist of this was that actually three retired generals are warning that if in 2024 we saw another desire and another attempt for Republicans to take an election that they did not win, if they had the support of the upper echelon of the military, if the upper echelon of the military believed that the person that won didn't actually win and decided to help the insurrectionists, the outcome could be completely different. In other words, that the coup could succeed if the insurrectionists had the upper echelon of the military on their side. We talked about that last week. Also last week, we are starting to see concern in Canada, our friendly neighbors to the north, of if the U.S. is no longer democratic, what does that mean for us? How do we need to protect ourselves? And I told you about this report and article from the Canadian political science professor Thomas Homer Dixon, who is saying we in Canada, this is not even a warning to Americans. This is Thomas Homer Dixon warning his own country and saying we could have a right wing dictatorship in the United States by 2030, depending on what happens in 22 and in 24 and theoretically subsequently in 2028. With a continued erosion of a continued growth of this authoritarian right wing movement, bolstered to some degree, by the way, by some left wingers looking away and saying there's nothing to see here. That's also part of the problem, but mostly the people doing it are the problem. The U.S. could be a right wing dictatorship by 2030. But there are more concerns. And I think it's great that this is being published from different voices because it is so important to understand. Jimmy Carter wrote a really good piece last week on the eve of the January 6th Trump riot anniversary in the New York Times.